Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is 1 John chapter 4, verses 8 through 21. The Reverend Brian Heller is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 John chapter 4. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God. God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment. Because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, whoever loves God must also love his brother. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, dear Christians, we are about halfway through the month of June, and no doubt we've heard the phrase over and over again as we go shopping or as we go to the mall, love is love. Now today, St. John, in his letter, gives the world and us a reality check about what love really is. And the definition John gives is pretty simple. God is love. John stresses the fact that God is love so much that he uses the word love 27 times in our reading alone. And the love that John is talking about is that agape love. And we know that term. That's the love attributed only to God. The love that is not based on our feelings, not based on any conditions, not based on being reciprocated. This is the love that really has no strings attached. Instead, it is rooted in self-sacrifice. What is love? Love is God sending his only begotten Son into the world to bear our sins, every single one of them, our pride, our greed, our lust, our envy, our anger, our downright selfishness, slothfulness. And Christ dies a death meant for you and for me. Truly, as St. Paul also describes, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Today, Satan's lies about love and what it is manifests itself under the banner of pride. All of us gathered here, Missouri Synod Lutherans working here at the International Center, realize that what the world celebrates is wrong and is a clear violation of God's holy law. Yet as we rightly condemn these actions, are we ourselves immune from pride that maybe manifests itself in different ways among us as Christians? Is it not pride in ourselves and in our positions that causes us to groan at tasks we deem too simple or mediocre that we have been tasked to accomplish as we serve Christ and his church? Is it not pride in ourselves that causes pastors in the church to complain about members' lack of biblical literacy to one another? Instead of undertaking the vows of what it means to be a pastor and patiently and lovingly teach our members this humility? Is it not pride in ourselves when we lament and complain about changing one more dirty diaper, vacuuming the floors, or doing other household chores in service of the family and home? Are we really much better than that rich man St. Luke tells us about, the one dressed in royal clothes who in his own pride thought so highly of himself that he wouldn't even bother to throw a few scraps to the beggar Lazarus? All of us are called to repent and come to the one who is abounding in steadfast love. Steadfast love for you. Come to him each and every week, repenting of sins, repenting of our own pride, and receiving Christ's forgiveness that flows from the cross. Forgiveness that flows from his love for you. Yes, God is love. So he loves you, a sinner. Christ himself went willingly forth to the cross, not complaining, not whining, but willingly to sacrifice his very life for you and for me. He has made each one of us despised, prideful sinners his dear children, redeemed by his holy, precious blood. His love truly knows no bounds, and he pours out his mercy on you week after week through his means of grace. And so it is in the sanctified life that we, as dear Christians, are called to love one another. No, not everyone can show love to one another and our neighbor by building fancy hospitals or beautiful cathedrals, as others have done. But we can show love by serving faithfully in the vocations that our Lord has called us to, with gladful and cheerful hearts. Most of all, we love one another, as St. John writes, by confessing that Jesus is the Son of God, who has taken away the sins of the world, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. We love one another by taking the time to receive faithfully our Lord's gifts in divine service, daily meditating upon the Word of God and sharing its truth to this broken and fallen world. We love one another by speaking the truth in love, especially those hard truths. Because, let's face it, it is not love to affirm our siblings, our children, our friends, our neighbors who live lives contrary to God's word. It is not love to be ashamed of our confession of faith and what our Lord says in his word about marriage, the distinctions of male and female, and other objective truths. Instead, love is speaking that truth, but doing so not out of pride, not out of arrogance, but with the earnest desire for all people to be saved and to be our brothers and sisters in Christ, even those that we would consider to be our enemies. We love because Christ first loved us. We love in response to the faith given to us by the work of the Holy Spirit through the Word and the sacraments. Faith then shows itself in works of love and mercy. As we know, these things are hard to do. They're difficult, they're uncomfortable, and they may very well cause people to dislike us. So then what do we as Christians do? We pray the prayer of the apostles, increase our faith. We are assured that Christ, who ascended to heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father, he intercedes for us, he hears our prayers, and he prays to the Father on your behalf right now. The good works that we are called to do are Christ's work through us. The love we show as we speak the truth in love, this is God's love through us. God is the actor always, not us. So there is freedom in this. Now, we are not bound to chains of sinful pride, whose works are always in service of ourselves. No. Christ has broken those chains on the cross. The work he gives you to do today is truly a joy and a blessing, because it is all about him and him crucified. It's not about you or me. Therefore, dear Christians, be comforted this morning. Do not look to yourself, but look to your crucified Savior who loves you unconditionally. No matter what this world may throw at you, no matter how dark the days may be, Christ is with you, his word and his sacraments. Continue to do the good works that he has called you to do. Continue to love one another as Christ himself has loved you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.